We are on Daf Yud Amud Beis. Let us quickly again go over the Gemara and then learn the Tosfos. Rabino Omar Midereise Mifshot Pshitalei Ve'ochla. Rabbi Yehuda Ben Seire Rabin Zekal V'chomer from Biye, Madach Biye, that is not Machol by Shifche, is machol by Isha, so kesef that is machol by Shifra should zichah be machol by Isha. And then we had a problem. How was he so sure that B is machol by Isha unless he holds B in the Suenoisa? So Ravina says, no, he holds B Eiris in Oisa. And Nemidereise Mifshe Pshitalei Da'ochlo. Midereise was Poshet Rabbi Yehuda Ben Seire that until Ben Bagbag, that B is Machel, that Kesef is Machel. Midarabonu de Sholachlei. Now the whole taina that Ben Bagbag had on Rabbi Yehuda Ben Seire was, how could you be Mater Naruse to eat trume, the zachshash of simpin. The zachshash, maybe she's a balasmu. One is not boydik and naruse if he was kaino with kesef. So how could you be mata her to eat trume? Vahochi sholach lei. So he sent him as follows. Shamati alecha. I heard about you, Sha'ata Ima Aruse Bas Yisrael Echeles Betrume, even though she was nikta with Kesef, Lechayishes Lesimpin, and you are not Chayish Lesimpin. Why aren't you Chayish Lesimpin? We're playing around with fire. I mean, if she has Mumim, which is a possibility, so she's a Zora. So she's eating tume, that's misa b'day shemaim. How can we permit such a thing? Sholach lei, so Rabbi Yehuda ben Seire sent to Ben Bagbag, va'ato I ato im, okay? You disagree with this? Burzakani boch, I was under the impression, sh'ato boki b'chedre teire, you're boki b'chedre teire, and now I see, lidroish b'kal v'choymer I ato yedeya. You don't know how to darshan a kal b'chomer. Uma shivcha knanish she'ein bi'osa machilosa b'tumah. A shivcha knanish bi'e isn't machul b'tumah. It's not koina by shivcha knanish, but al kolponim, she does not have a machul of bi'e. Is kaspo machilosa b'tumah, but kesef is machul b'tumah. V'loi chayishinon l'simpin. We are not chayish l'simpin. There's a possibility that a shivche has also mumim. That would be a cause to be mevatel the mekach. Afal pi kein, we permit her to eat trume, even though she doesn't have a ribui of machilim. B is not machila betrume. Zu shebiyoso machilosa betrume, and aruse, that B is machil betrume. Einoidin shekaspo machilosa betrume bloinechesh lesimpe. As we mentioned, that the midah of a kal v'chomer is that the kal has to have all the kulas of the chomer. And if Shivche is Chamura, and we are makel by her, that we are not Chayish Lesimpin, so Aruso, which is Kal, in B is Machel Betume, yeah, B is not Shash of Simpin, because B is Baidika. But Al Kalponim, halachically, an Aruse, is Nachilas Trume is kill Meshifte. There are more kulis by Arusa, then by Shifche. So we have this mid of the Kal Vachomer that the Dover Kal has to possess all the coolest of the Dover Chomer. That's the mid of a Kal Vachomer. And we had mentioned that even though perhaps Als Mamotzinu this would not work, because could be the Choshes of Simpin are greater by Arusa than the Choshes of Simpin by Shifchet. So Als Mamotzinu he couldn't say, just like we are not Chayish by Simpin, by Shifchet, we shouldn't be Chayish by Isha, because could be By Shifche, there's a 30% chance of Mumim, and could be by Isha, there's a 45% chance of Mumim. So you can't learn out Als Mamotzinu, you know, about the Midah of Kal Vachomer, we could learn out. This is a Midah in Halacha, that the Kal has to have all the coolest of the Chomer. And if Shifche, that is Chamura, has a cooler, there is a 35% chance she's a Balas Mum. And we were Mako, and we permitted her to eat Trumim. So this Kula has to be applicable by an Aruso. So that was the Kal Vachomer Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira. In the din shekaspa machilosa betrumim v'lein nechesh l'simpo. Avo ma'ese. But Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira said, so ein hachinami, als the chash of simpin, there is no chash, but there's another chash. Shrei omru chachomim aruse bas Yisrael, eino yicheles betruma acha tikones lechupe mishum deula. There's a different reason why an aruse doesn't eat truma. Because since she's an Arusa and she's mingling with her family, she's still Bevei Sovia, so she might come and offer some of the Trume to her brothers and sisters, and therefore they asked her to eat Trume. But Al Simpon, Als her herself, there's no Shash. Or Ben Bagbag. Now, why does Ben Bagbag disagree with the Kal Vachomer? Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira is telling us the Kal Vachomer. So Ben Bagbag says, Simpin ba'avodim lesle. Napshat is that we were makel by avodim, the gabi simpin, there's a 35% chance and we are makel, so therefore we should be makel by Isha, because Isha is more killed than Shifche. No, we never were makel by Shifche. Simpin ba'avodim lesle, there's no such chash of mumim by an eved. What could be the chash? Let's make a chash ben nefesh. Imumim shebegolihu. If the chash is that there's a superficial mum, it's begoli, a kachozile. So when he purchased this eved in the shifche, he saw it, and if it bothers him, why did he purchase him? So if he purchases him, so it seems it doesn't bother him. So it's not a mekach toys. Mishum mumim shebeseisa. Perhaps there's a mum beseisa that is not visible, and he was unaware of this. My nafkalei mine. So why should this in any way bother him? L'malochi kaboi lei, leich beslei. He wants the evidence shivcha for malochi, so a mum shebeseisa will in no way be a reason to make a mekach tois. So again, there's no shash of simpin. Nimtza gavnev oikev yustis. Maybe later they found out, after he purchased him, they found that he has a criminal record. He's a gavnev. He's a kidnapper. Higiyoy. You cannot be choyza from the mekach. Stam evid is a gavnev. So Mamela, you had no right to expect something better than a Ganavork of Yustis, so you can't find it's a Mekach Tois. That is an Evet, that's the Yerusha from Knan. My Amrit, now what could be a Mum? List the Mezuyat, that he's armed. by Nichtav Lamalchus, he's wanted by the government, they want to execute him. He would never buy an Eved who is in this matzav. So Hanikola Yislo, if this Eved has this Cheshchoines, so this is known before he purchased him, so Memele, so if he purchased him, is a Raya, that it doesn't bother. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Bagbag said, there is no mum that an Eved could possess that could be Mevatel the Mekav. So, not the way you're saying, if we were Mekel by Eved, Avadi Givis, we should be Mekel by Isha. I got news, we never were Mekel by Eved. By Eved there's no problem. By Isha there's a problem. Yeah, Michday. So the Gemara says, so fine, so that is the machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda ben Seire and Ben Bagbag. Rabbi Yehuda ben Seire holds there is a concept of simpun by an Eved also, and since we were makel by an Eved, so we have a kal v'chaima, we should be makel by an Arusa also. And Rabbi Yehuda ben Bagbag, so therefore, so Rabbi Yehuda ben Seire says the only reason that Isha doesn't need Trumim is for different, not because of a chash, maybe she's not permitted to eat Trumim, because of a different chash, and she mingles with her family, she might be machel them Trumim. So Al-Tzule, but Al-Simpun, there's nothing but to worry about. So the mother says, my benayim. But Mechdei Be'lamah Layochla, but Lamaiseh, Azalomdus, Azalomdus. I mean, Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, says also Narusa does not eat. So what was Rabbi Yehuda ben Bagbag? Shemati Alecho, that he heard, Sha'ato Oim Arusa Be'isor Echeles Betrume. I mean, he never said that. I don't know this time, but Lamaisa, we're in full agreement that Lamaisa Narusa doesn't eat. What's the nafkamina, if what the reasons are? So Mas says, no, there is a nafkamina what the reason is. He could be nayo kibel mosal v'holach. Now let us see Rashi. Ravina oma mehochaleka lemifshat in nesu inaisa. He can't be poshed from this paraisa that be in nesu inaisa. And that is why it was poshut to Rabbi Yehuda ben Seire that an Arusa eats after beer. Afil Eiris an Oisa ochlo midir Eise, afil he say beer Eiris an Oisa is minatayre she eats v'kesef, nami midir Eise ochlo. Minatayre, there's no suffix whatsoever, each one eats. Kinyin kaspoi. Ukshu avayis ladodi. And the whole pilpo mi the rabbanon u de sholachle, ho de sholachle lo oisra betruma. That what Rabbi Yehuda ben Seire wanted to ask her betruma, that what Rabbi Yehuda ben Bagbag wanted to ask her betruma mi the rabbanon u de sholachle. Mishum simpen, shem yimtza bomum, venimtza kedushay toiz. Simpen kol dova amavatol dova kori simpen sholoi kigoin shoiva, Havi simpen shel shtar, a receipt is a simpen is mevatel de shtar. B'shnei moichsen v'kan kairi simpen dava mevatel zagdushin. Vayis hamekir shel eved amum. That would make it a mekir tois. I ato yedeya b'tmiye. You don't know. You boki b'chol chadrei. You don't to make a kal b'chaima. Zu shebiyosa machilosa. The Benisa is Moide. The Loi Chayshin and the Simpon, you're Moide by Nisuin, then Odom Shaisa Bekoisam came by it Koi. Viyoda Bekibololo. So this is a Shvera Rashi, and Toysu is going to ask on Rashi. Rashi just mentioned before that Viya Eres and all Toysu. So, why is Rashi throwing in that it's Poshud that after beer she's permitted to eat trume, because by Nisa's you made it that you eat trume is baidik. So this we'll see in Taisus. But just let's finish first the Rashi. Avol ma ese lekamein porech mai binayu. Hail b'saif saif layochlo. You also agree that an Arusa doesn't eat trume. And Rabbi Yechon ben Bagbag said, Simpin b'avodim leker levatel esameker. There's no such thing. If it's a mum shebegoli yakachozilu, v'sova v'kibu, nimtze ganev, ein ebotel bekach. Da came along, ha-moiche eved l'chaber v'nimtze ganev oikav yostis, higiyoy, it's sold. He can't have any tainess on the moiche, but I say, Kuvyustis, Gainim Nefoshis, Higia, Areyu, Shaloi. Skinsa is a Mekartoi. Tistam Evet, Ganefu. Astam Evet is a Ganef. Listim Mizuyim, Doholo, Shriach, Ulai Kiblolo. A person purchases an Evet, he doesn't purchase such a thing. I Muchtav Le Malchish, Nishai, Misa Le Melech, he's wanted. Kalislu, so everyone knows about it. So if he purchased him, he's been going into the post office for the last 10 weeks and he saw his picture hanging over there that he's wanted. And now he goes and buys him, sova v'kibu. So the Gemara asked, what is the nafkamina between Rabbi Yochanan and Ben Bagbag, that the time that an Isha does not eat tumas because of simpen, or Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira, that the time is als ula shematashke? So the Gemara says, there'll be two nafkeminis, kibul, mosa, b'holach, simenu. Kibul, olav, esamumin. What is if before the erison, the husband said that he's mekabul, all mumin, there's no mum that should be mevatel, the kedushin. So then, according to Rabbi Yechonon ben Bagbag, so then you could eat. Mishim simpen leke, mishim deule ike. So that's lecher not a nafkemine anegei alonu, because we see Rabbi Yochanan ben Bagbag had tainus on Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira. In the case of kibul fakelti, he's the mekel and Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira is a machna. There'll be another nafkemine. Mosach ha'ov l'shluchei ha'bal. Ha'ishahulchu shluchei ha'ov im shluchei ha'bal. Va'ida baderech. They were given over to the Shluchei Habal. And she's still baderech. She did not reach Beis Bailo. Before the Chuppah is Mishum Simpanike. Because she wasn't Nichnas L'Rishusai, so Memele, there's no Einodam Shaisa Bekais Elim came Baitkai, but before the Zman of Shtiya Bekais, before the Nisuin, Mishum Shema Tashke Leke, Delesnayu Lachel Lachaiso Gabo. That means she left Beis Aviyah, she's no more Beis Aviyah. So if she's no more Beis Aviyah, so therefore, so there's no chash of Shema Tashke. So the pashtus would come out, according to Rashi, would come out that was the taine of Rabbi Yechon ben Bagbag and Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira. I heard you said by Moshe v'Aholach yivati trume. That's what you said. Yeah, there's no problem of Shema Tashke. He said, what do you mean? But there's another problem. There's a problem of simpen. That's lochere the ivrim the gemara. Let us see Taisvitz. Ravine omar mifshat, midaraisa mifshat pshita dochla. Perish. Ravine bo lekayim loyla meimaloch to be eiris and eisa. The Rabbi wants to say to be his eiris and eisa. But the kaamre, maish no hoche de pshita leim. So he says, "Bidareisa b'shite da'achla, bein b'biyah, bein b'kesef." B'ha'ad shalach le'la isra b'trume. The whole reason that Rabbi Yochanan ben Bagbag wanted asa b'trume, midarabonon. U'midarabonon, oyer Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira don kal v'chayma. The baby pshita lay the ochla filo mi darabono, lay shaykh boch shash simpen, shim de nodam shoysa bekois elim came by it goy. So by bia is a machel by arusa filo mi darabono. in this machel shivcha doesn't have, um ik hab auch ein Barot, so reit so lodein. The kesef nami leke la meichesh le simpen ke de meforish big mara. This is a kalbochayma from Shivcha. If Shivcha doesn't have this kula of beer to be machel, but it still has a kula that kaspa machiloso, is a ruse that biyosa machiloso, kolshken kaspa machiloso. Zu she biyosa machiloso betrume, Perisha kuntre, the benisa is pshita de kulalma moide de lechashin in the simpen, en odam shoise bekois elim keim boitkoi, viyoda vikibololo. So by nisun zicher, there's no problem anymore of simpen. Vikoshe, mashe perish bekuntre is dairi benisa, to olay bo rabinu liyashi, el dairi senoise, the whole shakla batai the gemara is, that Ravina wants to avoid this problem to prove from the Baraisa that be in the Suanaisa, it could be be Eiris in Oisa, and Minatayre and Arusa eat Sai by be in Sai after Kesef, and the whole show is out to the Rabbona. So how did Rashi start bringing in the Suanaisa? That by it's pushed by Nesu and she eats. Viyeshli Yashiv Tahochi Kama. Narashi doesn't mean be Nesu and Ice. Ki Heichi de be Nesu in Pshitalei da Ochlo. The Kulalma Moide de Nodim Shaisa Bekois Elim Kein Boitkoi. That means, that's what Rashi is saying. That what Rav Yehuda ben Pseire knew. That even if Bia Eiris and Oisa, she's allowed to eat trume. He derived this from Nisuin. Why does everyone agree? After Nisuin, there's no shash of simpin. Because there's a cloud in Odom Shaisa Bekoisalim Kain Baitkai. So Memele, if that is the reason why everyone is Baitik after Nisuin, that's why Nisuin is allowed to eat trume. Before the Nisuin, I mean everyone is Baitik. So Memela, that's what Rashi means to say. Rashi means to say that if he was Mekadisha with Bia, he was Zicha Baidika before. It's the same lumdis that one is Baidika and the Sue. And therefore, in other words, to be lost in Bila's Nus. So Memela, that is Pshat in the Kalvachayma of Rabbi Yehuda ben Pseira. I just like to say a shtickle ha'ore. The Gemara says in Masecht Shabbos that Kuf Lamed Beis that one cannot learn out a kal v'chayma from Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. That means that the Gemara de Rabbi Kiva wanted to make a kal v'chayma madach ha-nozer is magaleach on etzem kisayra, which is only metama b'magal masa. Apart the gevis, ha-nozer should be magaleach on a revi is dam, that's metama b'oil. That was a kal v'chayma of Rabbi Kiva. So if we find that tumas etzem kisayra, which is a tumme kala, it's not metama b'oil, ha-nozer is magaleach, Rabbi Loza ben Azariah told him that that's what a nose is megaleich and etzim keser is aloch lamoishim misinai. Vein oisin kalvachayme me aloch lamoishim misinai. And Rashi says the Yud Gimel Midas were nitin lidroish only bit alteirish abiksav. Kalvachayme is a midah. And the Mida was nitin lidrash only on Teirish HaBikzav. So you have a beautiful Kal V'chayma, but Yud Gimel Midas HaTeirah Nidrashes Bem, this was only nitin lidrash on Teirish HaBikzav. So I just wanted to be Ma'ira, here we're learning a Mida of a Kal V'chayma from the Rabbonons. We're learning out Madoch, an Isha eats about the she should eat the kesef. I mean, here we're speaking about, we're not speaking about the raisas, we're speaking about the rabbonons. we're learning out of Din the Rabbanon over here. But Achsach Meir, this is different. This is not too gefällig. I think the Midarabbanon were chayish for Mekach Toys. So the chash over here is a chash in a Isra de Eraisa. We're chayish, maybe she's a Zorah. I mean, I tell you, don't have to be chayish. Because for 35 or 45% chash, we can be Simat Mustama, she's not a Balasmum. But Al-Kapan the Rabbanon were chayish. So Midarabbanon, I have a suffix. That is a chash iso di eraisa. And if I was mekel by the iso di eraisa by shivcha, I should be mekel by isha. I think therefore it's no problem what I'm asking. Anyway, that is the first mahalach in the in Taisus. Rav Ram pirish tochi kama ma shivcha knanish she'ein biyosa machilosa betrume. Shivcha knanis biya is not machal afilu min ha-teire, kaspa machilosa afilu min ha-rabonu. Zu shibiyosa machilosa min ha-teire, ein edin she kaspa machilosa afilu min ha-rabonu, umayri shaper bebiya sheloya yedei chupe. So the Ram says that the Kal v'chomer is we're learning at the Rabbanon from the Raisa. That means I still have a midah of a Kal v'chomer. Shivche bi is not machal, period. I feel a midah Raisa. And kesev is machal, I feel a midah Rabbanon. So Isha, that bi is machal midah Raisa. So vi nisht vi, Isha is better than Shivche. So all, that's the midah of a Kal v'chomer. All the kulois that the chomer has, and the chomer is shivche because shivche b is not machel afilu midaraisa, and it has a kula that it kasp machilos afilu midarabono. So ish is a zicha have this kula. The marit asks a kasha and toisves, he asks, let us say dayoy. That means my whole makir. That Isha is more kill than, that Isha is more kill than Shivche is from Bia, that's Eichel min ha-teire. So everything is being built from Bia, so Bia is not Machel min ha-rabonon. Bia is only Machel min ha-teire, so I can't derive from this kula of Bia more than Bia's Machel. That's the midah of dayoy. That means you have a kal v'chomer, but the kal v'chomer is coming to tell me that kesev is better than bia. The kesev, because I have a kal v'chomer, it can't be better than bia of the midah of dayoy. This kasha the Marit asks. I once saw that you only say dayoy if it will come out the lomed is more kill than the melamed. Or more chomer than the malavet, however the kal v'chomer, whatever the kal v'chomer is coming to tell you. Like the dayoy of the Torah. I want to learn a via yoyk yoyk before Neom. If a via was nozachba, so memele to call him shivas yomim, is memele, kal v'chomer l'shchine, that should be 14 days, but it can't be more chomer than a via, so it's only 7 days. That's the midah of dayoy. But over here, if I'll learn out that kesef is machol midarabona, if I learn out the kal v'chomer, I'll learn out the kesef is machol midarabona. So in other words, I'm saying that I'm not chayish for simpin. That's what I'm saying. So then bia will also be oichol midarabona. That means that I'm only using the kal v'chomer. I'm only using bia to start the kal v'chomer, but after the limud will come out that the melamed will have all the kulas of the lamed. It'll be the same. So then, I think others say that you do say, then you don't say daya. And you could make the kal v'chomer, and I'll learn out bia from kesef, and I'll say midarabonon. Both are permitted to eat because there's no shash of simpan. Ad shetikones lechupe mishum de'ule. Now, what did Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira say, he said that Al Simpon there's no shash whatsoever, but an Arusa does not eat Tume because of Ula. Midinokat acha tikones lochupe, mashme dahainu kimishna achoine, the perik afalpi, sheine cheles, bagos zman acha tikones lochupe. Now let us just elaborate for 1 second. In perik afalpi in subis, there's a machlekes, there's a mishnah rishaine and a mishnah achoine. The mishnah rishaine held that an arusa does not eat tume till hagozman. What is hagozman? Hagozman is as follows. I mean, the normal seder was that the chosn, the orus, was matzia, he to the kala, he's up to nisuin. He wants to make nisuin. He's ready for nisuin. So after he was Tevei and Nisuin, there was a 12-month period that we gave the Kala time to prepare herself, the chosn, everything. After 12 months, the time came, he has to, the Oris is Mechuyiv to make Nisuin. What if the Oris does not, at the present time he's not making Nisuin? So Chazal were Mechayiv to give Mezainis already. That means you should have married her now. She should be a Nesua by now. That was your obligation. You didn't make Nesuin, but Al Kaponim, the obligations of Nesuin are chal on you already. Al Kaponim, the monetary obligations are chal on you. Therefore, you have to start giving her Mezainis. That's what the Mishnah, that's a double muskel. Now, the Mishnah Rishayna said, oh, the minute he gives her Mezainis, she's allowed to eat tum already. And there are 2 reasons why she's allowed to eat tumim. If you learn she's not allowed to eat tumim because Shema Tashke, so you have to know when he starts giving her mezainis, so he makes his miyachid lo duchte, he rents a room, because he's afraid if he's going to send mezainis and she has 5 brothers and 5 sisters there, whatever he sends will never be enough because she'll be sharing with her family. So Mamela, it'll run up a big bill for her mezainis. So therefore, when after Hagos Zman, when he starts giving her mezainis, he hires a special room for her, that's where she eats. And so Mamela, so that's how he ensures himself that too much mezainis will not be wasted, will not be eaten. And in the same way, we can be assured that there's no Shema Tashke, because no one's eating. She's Miyachid La Duchta, she's eating in the private room. So Memela, so the Mishnah Rishayna said, after Hagoas Man, he starts giving her Mezainis, she can start eating Tumah. That's one reason. There's another reason, if we'll say the Tamas Al Simpen, so we say, so there's a reason, Simpen, Kozman, he didn't make Nisuin, Kozman, he wasn't giving her Mezainis, so it didn't bother him. She does have mum. He has time yet to find out if she has mum. But if he has to start giving out money from his mezainis, so this is a serious affair. Now we have to find out. Maybe she has mum. I mean, let's not. Now we're speaking more serious already. So before he gives mezainis, he's mevara, he's baidik, if she has mum or not. So memela after hagos zman, there's no shash simpon. There's no shash shemotashke, and the Mishnah Rishayne said he gives man oicheles mishaloi vaicheles betruma, all the shashes are bottle, she eats tum. That's the Mishnah Rishayne. Afterwards is a Mishnah Achayne, the chaylik on the Mishnah Rishayne, and they hold the Mishnah Achayne saying the isha oicheles betruma asher tikonis lechupa. That is the Mishnah Achayne. Now, let us be medayik the loshen of Rabbi Yehuda ben Seire. Rabbi Yehuda ben Seire said, "Avol asher the ma'ase shayom chachamim bas Yisrael einecheles betume ad shetikones lechupe mishum deula." So al kaponim, if we medayik the loshen of Rabbi Yehuda ben Seire, we see he holds like the Mishnah Achrayne, or else he should have said ad shetigias ma adagos ma. He says, Achetikon is l'chupa, so by he holds like the Mishnah Achayna, which is not Ekvel, so he holds like the Mishnah Achayna. But now Tosfos says a shrekliche problem. Mit den Nocker da chetikonis luchu. But mash mit da hainu ki mishna choyne de perik hafapi. She ein eicheles ba hagoas man. She doesn't need ba hagoas man. She tikonis luchu. Fine. V'teime. Tosfos says, but this is a pachad leire. De perik hafapi. Pligi amiroi be mishna reshoyne she ein eicheles betuma chegiya zman. In the Mishnah Rishoyna, why she doesn't eat, there's a machloikis amiroim. Why she doesn't eat till as gozman? Imishum de ule, she doesn't eat als ule, and by a gozman miyachelo dukte. Imishum simple, no, she doesn't eat till a gozman, because maybe she is mumim. And till a gozman, he doesn't take it too serious, and he won't be baidik. When it comes now, he has to start paying money, he's baidik. The reason why Nahusa doesn't eat till Agos man, we have these two mahalchim which we have in our Gemara, other outs. Simpen, other outs, Ula. Afilu hochi, the Mishnah achreine moidu kulu. That means, the Mishnah achreine that says she cannot eat till chuppe, the time of Mishum Simpon Kide Isa Hoso. The Gemara says, Klo, if you're Machme till Chuppe, Miachad La Tuchte Zicha, that's his Miachad La Tuchte after the Dagoz Man. So Shem Atashke is not here anymore. Simpon could be, he won't be Baidik still. The Bdik is, in other Mishayse, because Salim came Baidke. Him is Aine, so we'll spend some money. He's not. That's the machloik is the Mishnah Rishayin and Mishnah Achayin. If he's Baidik when he starts becoming Mechuyiv to give a Mezayin, so maybe he's not Baidik. He has time yet till the Nisuin. But Shema Tashke is Mavu in this Sugye, that after Hagozman, there's no Shema Tashke anymore. Pelochim Mishnah Achayin, my Dekula, the time is Shem Simpan Kidisasa, the Kama Hosam. Ubas Reise, the Mishnah Achoine, Mishum Simpon. Now, so we have a shrekliche problem over here. Rabbi Yehuda ben Seire is the one that says the Tam is that she's not allowed to eat Tume als Ule. That's what he says, the Tam is als Ule, which is Shema Tashke. And Rabbi Yehuda ben Seire says, Ein Echelus Betum Achetikonis Lechupe. So we have a problem over here. This doesn't stim. If you hold like Ula, is at Hagos man. If you hold Tikonis Lachupas, so then it's not Simpen, but you say, you're not afraid of Simpen, you have a Kalvachem of Mshivcha. V'ochi koma mishum du'ula, da'ainu mishum shemo yimzegu. So Tosfos says, so the Rabbeinu ben Seir, something's wrong over here. To hold Ache Tikonis Lachupas, and to hold Ula, it doesn't stim. That's what the Gemara says in Ksubis. The Yeshloima, so they say two terutzim. The first terutz is, Achetikonis Lachupe Labdavke. You have to, this lotion of the Gemara you have to take with a grain of salt. It doesn't mean Achetikonis Lachupe. Elachigi is man. It means, Atila goes man, Uchemishna Rishoine. So what does he say? So, Ulefi, Sheba goes man regilum lasse is chupe, knock at chupe. Normally, after a goes man, they made the chupe right away. Sechapson. I mean, the Mishnah Chayin is speaking about a unique case, and it was a Agos man, and he didn't make chuppah. So then there's a machlokes to Mishnah Chayin. But normally, in most cases, by a Agos man, they made a chuppah already. So he wasn't so metadik bilshayne achi yegiyaz man. He said, achi dikonus lechuppah, which is normally by the Agos man. Ice problem. V'harav Rav Moshe min Abuna meforish. Ad shetikones lechupe havidavke. Oh, no, he didn't want to say that, because the whole Gemara is lavdavke. No. Rav Yehuda ben Seira holds ad shetikones lechupe. The Kosova, it doesn't make sense. I mean, him of all people, that he should hold ad shetikones lechupe. No, the Kosova he holds like as follows. He loved the gozo mikore mishum de'ule. Mishum simpen lehoyu maschilin ligzer v'leser. עד שתיכנס לחופה, שרי מומן לא השכיחי, ברי נושן אין בהמון. That means like this. He proved with Amida וקל וחיימה that this chash of simple is a far-fetched chash. And that's why they weren't chayish by Shivche, never kal vuchayim, they shouldn't be chayish by Isha, by Yahusa. God, this is 35%, this is 40%. But listen, it's far-fetched. And I have a mitzvah of kal vuchayim, we're not chayish mishum simple. We will not make a gzeire, but she's not allowed to eat truma because of simple. That was his kal vuchayim. He's loved the gozer mikol mishum d'ula mishum simple lehoi maschin l'igzer v'leser עד שתיכנס לחופה, שכי מורמן לשכיחי, ורב נוש מאין באמון. אלא מאחר שהשחילו לגזר משום דאולה. But now they were guys already. That we said that we being oiker that min ha-toyr she's allowed to eat, we put a stop on the heta bidaraisa. Wait, don't use this heta. Kozman, she's in Aruse, don't use this heter, because Shema Tashke. So he put a stop on the heter. Elo me'acher she'ischilu ligzer mishum de'ule, she'gozru betchile ad agoz zman, mishum Shema yimzegu, ha'richu ha'gzeira mishum ve'iloch, Ada chupe mishum simple. Hoyo ukva utzruchu ligzer ada goz azman mishum deule. Ukach tola tam bedeule shu iker adova. So, lechayre, he means to say as follows. That the chash of mumim is a vayt chash. We would never take away the heter, the eraisa of achilas trume because of the chash of simple. That's a vayta chash. But we took away the heter because of ula. Now, this stop sign on the heter should fall off after hagoz man. That's true. But after hagoz man, the others say, that's what he wants to say, that there are two factors. One factor is that we still have ule in the minute form. I mean, yeah, miyachid l'duchte, nothing but to worry about, it's not major, but there's still a possibility after Gozman of Shana Tashke. There's also a possibility of mumin. It's also vayta shoshes. To put back the heter when there's still these two chashes, we won't put back the heter. We'll wait already till the coast is clear, till there'll be no shiloh whatsoever. We took off the heter, so let's bring back the heter only when there's no chash whatsoever, and that's the nisui. So, in other words, he says, to take off a heter, you need a legitimate reason to take off a heter, and that is only Shema Tashke. Mumim is not a legitimate reason to take off a heter. But once the heter is off, so now, we'll keep it off till we'll make sure that there'll be no chash whatsoever. So he holds, so Simpin is a sibe to hold off the heter. Simpon is not a sibe to take off the heter. But once it's off already, we hold off the heter till Nesuin, till there'll be no chash whatsoever. That's how Hamoshe says. Agavucha, let me just say a maimer hamuzger, just to be ma'ira ha'ore. We had mentioned there's the Shitas HaTaz. The Taz says that Chazal never uttered something that the Torah said beferish is mutter. Now here it says kinyan kaspay yechul belachmai, kinyan kaspay is going on. Nahusa. And here Chazal said, yeah, it's good, mina Torah, she eats it, but min rabbanan, she's not allowed to eat. Maybe al simpon could be as a halbetzoreh. Simpon pshat is,
we're saying maybe it's nothing against the Torah. A Kinyan Kaspoi is a lot deep, but we're saying maybe she's not Kinyan Kaspoi. So it could be this is not going against the Torah. But Al Shema Tashke, we're going with the Kinyan Kaspoi Kareem.
But according to the Tam of Ule, so we are saying, yeah, Kinyan Kaspoi Kareem, but we won't permit to eat because there's a Shash, maybe. Shematashke. So this is l'chayre like the Taz. The Taz says, why didn't they ask Mila b'Shabbos? Shema yaverena dal damas b'shus harabim. So the Taz says, because, so their pshat is, yeah, Mila is mutter in Shabbos, but we won't be materit because Shema yaverena. Maybe he might, because of this mitzvah, he might come and be over on his search with Rena. So there the Taz says, Chazal cannot make Zaytikich Shoshis if the Torah was matter. So if the Torah was matter and a rusa to eat trumim, as kinyan kaspoi, so ulas gzeire, we have to understand how this stems with the Taz. Loire bossi, this is samay mahamuska. Aber al koponim, let us get back to Taisvis. Taisvis is just saying that Moshe is saying that me'iker adin, shemotashke zasibe to take off the heter, but after it's off already, we'll hold it off till the chash of simpan will be cleared, and then we'll put back that. So, Be'emesin, Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira also holds there is a factor of simpan to make sure that the heter should not go on again. But there never will be a factor to take off the heter. His kal v'chomer is if we take off the heter because of simpan, that he holds not. Yeah. L'kach tol ha'tam bedula shuike adob. V'gam yesh forim the garsi osam, the garsi hoche, actually tikonis l'chupe, the other svarim that it says b'feirish, in our gemore, Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira said, "Asher tikonos chupa mishum deule umishum simpin." It says beferish klal ule and simpin. So it's a kugel. It's ule, and that's the vote. It's ule till that goes man, and then simpin till chupa. Ule fiza nich. So it's good. Baruch Hashem. Uktzas koshe. The Omar besomach. The Gemara said, "Ike binayu kibul mosa b'holach." The Gemara asked, "So, l'may nafkemine? What's nafkemine between Rabbi Yehuda ben Seir, Rabbi Yochanan ben Bagbag?" The Gemara said, "Kibul mosa b'holach." Or be mosa b'holach. What's mosa b'holach? So Rashi had said pshat that l'man di yoma mishum deula leke. There's no shemot tashke. Mishum simpon ike, mishum simpon there is. So what is pshat? So lochayre we learn pshat na gemore. Oh, that's the nafkim between Rabbi Yochanan ben Bagbag and Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira. That's Rabbi Yochanan ben Bagbag was screaming. Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira, I heard you were matter by Mosa v'Holach. You were matter that she's allowed to eat trume. What's with simpon? What happened with simpon? And he said, "No, I'm not chayish of simchin. The whole problem is shematashke. Most of all, there's no shematashke. Is nachapachet neire and shudik. You yourself also hold that you hold like the Mishnah Achrayne, and I also most of all has v'sholom. She shouldn't eat because of simchin. So what's happening over here? So what's the my binayu? Mitzorich loyma." The may be nayu lav lefi ha'emes shenoy gachshot. So you have to say the Rabbeinu Avraham Moshe Kosher may come up. Akulu islo du'ula v'desimcha. Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira holds of everything. He holds of ula, he holds of simpin. So there's no, he holds everything. He's a bigger machmer than Rabbi Yochanan ben Bagbag. Kibel, according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira, is also, according to Yechman Bagbag, is mutter, because all time is al simpin. Mosa v'holach, I am in full agreement with you. There's a shash of simpin. So chloim et the my binayu lav lefi ha emes shenoyik achshav. Doesn't mean what shenoyik achshav. The oz chayshina lesimpen. That means after the mishnah achayne. The taker is no nafkemina. Elo fi mishnah rishayne balafarish. Malonu we have a time in mishum dula mishum simpen. So that means according to the mishnah achayne. There's really no nafkemina between them. According to Mishnah Rishayin, there will be a nafkemina by Mosa Baholach. That's Mizamir de Kahore from the Marshal. I mean, Rabbi Yudah Ben Seira went after the Mishnah, he's after the Mishnah Achayin already. But my benighted was asking, according to Mishnah Achayin, there's no nafkemina. I mean, Yesod, what's the nafkemina? Nafkemina Bekiba Mosa Baholach. Aber after the Mishnah Achayne, there's no nafkamin. And Rabbi the Mamsayr was after the Mishnah Achayne. That's what he said. Achitikonis lachupe. So, what was he screaming at him? He said, Shamati alecho sh'atay merusa bas Yisrael lecheres petrume v'leichayshis lesimpin. I heard you're not chayish lesimpin. I mean, I sure am chayish lesimpin. I mean, I'm chayish. I mean, la maisa. I'm at. He. I actually can't say lachupe mishum daule. I mean, what's up? He is chayish l'simpen. He's also chayish. He's chayish l'simpen. Actually, the whole actually can't say lachupe is because of sim. Kuv Yustis, perish akuntres goyim nefoshes. Kuv Yustis is a kidnapper. The kosh bekama the b'chayres omar. Shol kuntrikus atavs Rabbi Yechina ben Zakkai gabi shkolim ubeka legilgoylis begiva yakesef his kuntrikus es Rabbi Yechina ben Zakkai. If you learn the parshias, so it says the money that came in to Moshe Rabbeinu ato moitzei mosayim ve'echad kiker v'yud aleph money. There's 201 kiker and 11 money. That was the money that came in. Ubenesines hakesef, and the money that was given out from Moshe Rabbeinu, atamaitzi kuf kiker. 100 kiker was given out. So there's an outstanding loss of unrecorded money of 101 kiker and yud aleph money. So he said, Moshe Rabchen, what was he? Ganef Hoye, either was a Ganef. I give you this. I Hoye, Yeni Boki, because Bainus, he doesn't know how to add. So Memelo, one of the three. That was the Kasha. That was, this Kasha was posed to Rabbi Yechonen ben Zakkai. Frektoises, O Ma Inyen Goinev Nefoshes L'Chesoron Ashkolom. So if Kuv Yustis means he's a kidnapper, so how, so good, a ganav makes sense. He doesn't know how to add, makes sense. But how does a kidnapper come in? I thought perhaps, the whole purpose of the Mishkan was a kaifa nefesh. And they invested in the Mishkan, this should be a kaifa nefesh for them. So he's a goyim nefoshes. That means this money was given that they should have a kaifa nefesh, and by keeping the money for himself, so he's a kiv yustis. He's a goyim nefoshes. He's goyim the kapore that they had wanted to achieve from the nesines hamishkan. So he's a kiv yustis. That could be the lashon kiv yustis is not too bad. And that's called he's a goyim nefoshes. He's a ganav on the kaifa nefesh what they had wanted to receive. Anyway, what Taisa doesn't like this. L'chein peshe b'nechanano. The Kuv Yustis mesachit b'kuvia. Kuv Yustis means a gambler. So mail is very good. Now I see what happened with the money. On the side he was gambling, and this money he lost in the gambling. Fine. So mail, that's the b'nechanano's pshat. V'hod o'ma b'breishis chaber. V'yoymal shalcheini ki Allah hashachar. At the Malach, Sorei Shalaisov, came the morning already, so he told Yaakov Avinu, send me Ka'ola Hashachar. It's morning already. I can't remain here. Send me. So the Medrash says, the Kamala Yaakov Lamalech, the Chiganavato, Eikav Yustasato, Shata Mishorim in Ashacha. So what if it's all Ashacha? Why you have to get out of here? What's wrong? So Pirish Hakom Trisnicha. According to Rashi, is very good. He was a thief. He was wanted. He was a kidnapper. He's wanted. So by day he has to stay out of sight. Olapesh Ben Chanan. But according to Ben Chanan, he's a gambler. So what's wrong? Why does he have to go in hiding by day? Nami Yeshloima the Adam Shemesachik Bekuvia Rogeli is all of Noishem Harbei. A gambler, usually there's a lot of people that are moaning money from him, so by day he goes into hiding. So Mamela, it's not to gefellow. Hane kole islahu, perish akuntres, visova vikibo. So these things is a cult. Everyone knows about it. So if he bought him, he knew that he's wanted by the government, and he bought him the Sava Vekibo. The Kosher Ben Etam, the Pekamecha Peres Oma Behedye, Listem Mizuyim, Himuchtev Lamalchus, Oima Roy Halei Shaloch Lefonecho. It says, Klo, Fakat, it is a Mekachto, it's not the way Rashi said. Mephoresh Rabbeinu Tam, Kole Islohu, Veloi Shchichi. Normally, these Listem Mizuyim, or a Muhtav Lamalchas, usually this is a known mum. And if it's not known, so Veloy Shrichi, this is a Milsa Veloy Shrichi, Veloy Choshulahu Le Simpen Kivan Veloy Shrichi. That was Rabbi Yochanan Ben Bagbag Steine, that Zichr there's a possibility he is a Muhtav Lamalchas. But no one should know about it. There's no koil, so this is a milsa d'loy. Normally, it's a koil. So it's a milsa d'loy shchich, and that's why we're not chayish. Rabbeinu liyom mekayim perish hakuntres ta'echet, and he said, here it says in our Gemara that it's not a mekach tois. The Gemara says over there, k'tzei reishaloch lefonecho. So Rabbeinu liyom says as follows: ta'echet dekibol amoich amois. If the moicher got paid already, koil does not necessarily mean that everyone knows about it. Koil means if you want to find out about it, if you want to investigate, you could find out. But you have to do some research. So pshat is like this. Is midalei bodak alei keich koidim nesina samois. Since he wasn't boidik, ani mumen dis lo koil. That means if this bothered him, Taka, that he's a Muchtav Lamalchus, so then he should have gone to Al Kaponim, he should have gone to the post office and asked a list of all the people Muchtav Lamalchus. He doesn't go normally to the post office, fine. But Al Kaponim, if it bothers him, he should have gone to ask. And since he didn't go, him came, Sova Vekibu. That is Pshat in our Gemara. V'hadoi maloi harei shaloch lefonecho. Now what the Gemara says, Arei Shaloch Lefonecha, Mayri Kaidim Shalos Nalei Keach Mois. It's speaking about before he gave money. So before he gave money, so he still has time to, the money is still by him, so then he'll investigate. So if he finds out that he's a Mukhtar Lamalchis, he won't give the money, and he'll be Chayza. Later, a push of Gairus. Let's just see the last time. It says, Kibol Mosa Balach. Persha Kontres. Kibol Oy Mosa Oy Halach. Kloima. Mosa Ov Le Shluchay Habal. Oy Shohochu Shluchay Ov Le Shluchay Habal. So there's no Shash of Shema Tashken. There's a Shash of Simpi. The Koshe. The Mashmach. The Mosa Le Shluchay Habal. Chayshin and Le Simpi. ובפרק נרו שנספצו אומר אסי מסירוסו לקהל אף לתרומה. The minute they give over to the שלוחי הבעל, so she's allowed to eat תרומה already, because the זכה בידיקה. משמע דמשום סימפן לקה למייחש, not like Rashi says. לקח נירה לפורש דמוסה והולך חודה מלסי. It's one פשט. ואחי פירושי. Mosar ha'ov le shluchay habal, v'holach gam hu imoen, and he's sticking around. So then, if the father is sticking around, it is difficult for them to be boydika. Then we won't be boydika at the shebe beisoy. So it's mosar veholach. Then there's a shash of simpum. Avol mesirat b'hosam that the Gemara says mesirosa lekoil mayrik sheloi holach imon. There it's speaking about that the father did not take along. If the father didn't take along, so mesirosa lekoil. So then the bedike of simpin is already made bishash that they were meisahot to the shluchei habal.